Wagato yung grave mas.
I want to move on ahead.
Amanya ni dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Atume kunadi hope witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Pamoja msumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
No msumba for Bible.
And our Bible reader teacher James.
Tuwagala nyo mwenda.
We love you all.
Mulinyare mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, we was you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuwagala kuyongera yonga tulabe inkoza sitani.
We want to move on seeing the schemes of the devil.
Erika tunanirie kanisa.
Unto God and to his church.
Wagulanga tukomekereza ateranga tutandika.
But as we wind up at the same time we are beginning.
Tukomekereza okwaura omoyo wakatonda ebikola byobutuukirivu.
We wind up to separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness.
No moyo gwa Satan ebikola byake ebitukirivu.
And the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Eranga mukaseera kekamu.
And at the same moment.
Tutandika okulaba Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa ye.
We begin to see the right Christ and his church.
Ne bakristo ab'obulimba n'abakanisa
yabwe. And the false Christ and their churches.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tusembeyo nga tugenda maso okwolekera okunyonyoka ensolo ennya.
We ended yesterday as we moved on to be explained the four beasts.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Ogukoza abaana abajeevu.
That which works in children of disobedience.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ensolo ennya.
The four beasts.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Ogukoza abaana abajeevu.
That which works in children of disobedience.
Eranga gwe omwoyo gwe gumo gwanagana ekkanisa ya Kristo.
It's the same spirit fighting the church of Christ.
Gulwanisa Kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa ye.
Fight the right Christ in this church.
Mukutondawo ekkanisa ez'obulimba.
To create the false churches.
Yesu ye mazima.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga bwe twawulidde mu Daniel.
But like we had in Daniel.
Esura ey'omusanvu.
Daniel 7.
Olunyiriri olusooka.
Verse 1.
Twagambiddwa ebigambo bino.
We are told these words.
Daniel, esura ya musanvu, n'olugiriri olusooka.
Daniel 7 from verse 1.
Omwaka ogw'olubereberye ogwa Belusaza, kabaka w'e Babiloni, Daniel n'aloota ekirooto, n'omutwe gwe bye gwayolesebwa ku kitanda kye. N'alyoka awandiika ekirooto, n'ayatula ebigambo nga bigattibwa wamu. Daniel n'ayogera nti, natunuulira mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro, era laba, empewo ez'omu ggulu ennya ne ziwamattuka ku nnyanja ennene. N'ensolo nnya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja ne ziri nnya ezitafaanana zokka na zokka.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yalaba empewo ennya ez'eggulu.
He saw the four winds of heaven. And he sprang upon the sea, out of the sea.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na yena araba munyanje.
But he saw within the sea.
Namuva amaisoro nya.
Out of which came four beasts.
Ezifana mongeri ezinja.
Which appeared in different likeness.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Na yenga bwe twasoso kutegeza.
But like we first told you.
Ndibutuwa ogera kunyanja.
That when we speak of the sea.
Oba amazi amanji.
All the many waters.
Watugenda maso kugera kubikara ennimi n'amawanga.
We want to speak of nations, plants and languages.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kusinya kubikurira so yekobe na omusana.
According to Revelation 17.
Olinyolo 15.
Verses 15.
Batugambi bwe bati.
They have told us this.
Kubikurira so ya 17 n'olinyiryo lwe 15.
Revelation 17 verse 15.
Nangamba nti amazi ge walabye omwezi watudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus so much.
The amasa amanji gana.
The many waters.
Oba agayanja.
All the sea.
Ensolo zino mwezi fubutuka.
Out of which the beasts come from.
Bategeza ebikane ennimi n'amawanga.
They mean the nations, clans and languages.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus so much.
So tuba tulina okwegendereza.
We must be very careful.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
Nti o. Nti ensolo zino.
That these beasts.
Tulowooza nti kintu kiri awo.
Don't think that it's something right there.
Ndiyo bensolo zijja kuva mu nyanja zino eza buli
the usual beasts will come out of the sea.
Wabula bwakabaka bwa Satan.
But this is the kingdom of the devil.
Obugulukka mu bantu.
Which arises out of the people.
Ebufuga era ne bulinyirira.
And it rains and tramples.
Era nga mu mbeera eno.
And in this situation.
Okulwanisa ekkanisa ya Kristo.
Church of Christ.
Wisdom mutuufu n'ekkanisa ye.
The right Christ and his church.
Abayitibwa abatukuvu.
Those who are called the saints.
Oba ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde olufumbiro.
Or the church without spot nor wrinkle.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So, mukasera kana.
Now in this time.
Bwe yali atunyumira mu Daniel esula ey'omusanvu.
When explaining Daniel 7.
Olunyiri olw'abiri mu esatu.
Verses 23.
Yatunyonyola ku misolo zino.
He explained us of these beasts.
N'agamba nti misolo zino.
And he said these beasts.
Zitegeeza obwakabaka bwa Satan.
It means the kingdom of the devil.
Era ng'obwakabaka buno bubeerako bakabaka.
And these kingdoms have kings over them.
Abajja batuuzibwa.
Who come to reign over them. Let's hear.
Daniel 7:23. N'ayogerabo ati nti, ensolo ey'okuna eriba obwakabaka obw'okuna mu nsi, obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna, era obulirya ensi zonna, era obulizisambirira, era obulizimenyaamenya.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Ensolo ey'okuna,
but the fourth beast,
bulibeera bwakabaka obw'okuna mu nsi,
be the fourth kingdom in the world.
Egambwa nga bulirya ensi yonna.
It is said that it will consume the entire world.
Gabulibuna mu nsi
yonna. It will spread in the entire world.
Era bulirinyirira.
And it will trample.
Okusambirira.
And they will trample.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Ekigambo ekyo kulinyirira n'okusambira.
The word trampling and crushing. It has an
importance.
And they can't accept any person raise their head, look within heaven. They were trampling.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And they can't accept you raise your head.
To look at the
kingdom of heaven, or to understand you came from heaven that you can get back there.
So we don't get up.
Anytime we speak of the beast, we shall show them unto you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, we shall
prepare them next week. You see them.
How
they appear.
But they're
not speaking of the physical beast to come. They speak of the kingdom which springs from the people.
And
it has its ways of the devil. It's a spirit of the devil. And it's come in different ways.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And to put the likeness of these animals is to say that people of that kind, or those in that kingdom, actions appearing like that animal which has been put in place. And it tries to appear. And they don't appear in the saints on the world. According to the next verse, in Daniel 7, verse 24.
Daniel 7:24. N'amateeka era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera ne biriggwaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ensolo eno erabika n'amayembe 10.
This beast appear with 10 horns.
Abasoma naffe mabega mwategeera amayembe
ga. Those who studied us before you understood these horns.
Tujja kukomyawo ko katono.
We shall bring them back briefly.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ngaba fallen angel 10 emabega.
10 fallen angels behind.
Abakulira banna
who lead the others.
Iranga bano batekawo bakabaka mu nsi.
And these put in place kings in the world.
Naye nga babeera tebafuga kubwawo.
But they don't reign by their own power.
Ekigendwa kya
their intention.
Babeerawo okuvvoola Katonda.
They are there to blaspheme God.
Erinnya lye.
His name.
Erya Yesu.
Of Jesus.
Yekaalu ye.
His temple.
N'abatukuvu abatuula mu.
And the saints who live and in heaven.
Era kigambibwa.
And it is said.
Bo babeerawo nga balina okuteganya abayitibwa abatukuvu ku nsi.
That they are there to trouble they call the saints in the world.
Emanyiddwa ng'ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde
obufugi. It's known as the church without spot nor wrinkle.
Y'ensonga lwaki tutandikidde ku nsolo zino.
It's the reason why we began on these beasts.
Okwongera okutegeera. Okwongera okwawula nga tugenda okwawula Kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa.
As we head on to separate by Christ and his church.
Ne bakulisa obulimba n'amakanisa
gaabwe. And the false Christ and their churches.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga kyetugezaako okuleeta gy'oli.
But what try to bring unto you?
Ebiseera ebisinga ebyogera ku nsolo.
Many times when they speak of beasts.
Naddala nga twogera ku side y'obwakabaka bwa Satani.
Mostly when they speak on the side of the kingdom of the devil.
Nga twagala okubikulira.
And we want to reveal to you.
Ekyama ekiri emabega kibaito kiki kibaito obwakabaka.
The secret behind what is called the kingdom.
Nga tukozesa ensi and
we use our holy nation,
the
kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They're going
to be explaining to you what is called the kingdom of God.
In a
short time, you understand what is called the kingdom of the devil.
So
what is known as the beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That is
Matthew 12,
verse
28.
Matayo sura ya 12 n'olunyiriri lwa 28. Naye obanga nze nguva dayimoni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda, kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Mu bwakabaka bwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
alabika ng'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the one who appears like the Spirit of God,
ye mwoyo mutukuvu,
it is the Holy Spirit,
ndi singa alabisibwako,
if he manifests,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda bukoze,
the kingdom of God has come.
It means
in the opposite way.
What
is called beast,
the
kingdom of the
devil,
the spirit of the devil in the midst of people,
and
recently the many waters, the nations, clans and languages.
Don't
you understand that way? It's like this. When the Holy Spirit is to appear,
he
comes from above into the many waters.
And
the kingdom of the devil springs from the many waters. Who has understood that?
Come on, face you as well.
Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren. According to how I understood it,
in Matthew 3,
15-16, we see the Spirit of God coming from heaven.
When
he's coming on the many waters, like it was on the baptism of Christ. But the mystery of the water,
we've
understood it in Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. And it shows us
that
the Spirit of the Lord,
Muguru,
he comes from heaven, comes in the people to do his works. The Spirit of the devil springs from the people themselves out of the many waters that he works his works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Just as he speaks it, it's like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What did you understand what is called the beast?
And
it's explained the kingdom of the devil.
You
say it's the spirit of the devil. And this spirit
is
moving on to reign within children of disobedience.
And
on this world, if you have no spirit of God, you have the spirit of the devil. Or you are hanging in the midst there. You are neither of God nor of the devil. But others are nearing so much to enter in the kingdom of the devil. Others are nearing entering the kingdom of God.
Don't
be led by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have explained,
according
to Matthew 12, verse 28. Let's repeat it briefly.
Matayo, esula ya 12, n'olunyiriri lwa 28.
Matthew 12, verse 28.
Nayo banga nze ngoba dayimoni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda. Kale, obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
kingdom of God
manifests
when the Spirit of God has manifested in the way of a dove, like we first heard. The kingdom of the devil, it too comes within the people, the beast.
It's
like a beast which has no rightful form.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Well,
I want to get more enlightened. When they speak of the beast,
they are
speaking of the spirit of the devil.
And it's
the kingdom of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
it arises in the midst of people. The truth is, when the Spirit comes from heaven, the Holy Spirit, and it comes to us, we see the kingdom of God in our midst. This kingdom of God, they are not territories called the kingdom of heaven. But the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit.
When
we always ask, let thy kingdom come.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are not going to call heaven come from up to get down. Have you understood that word? We can't call
the
as heaven to get down on this earth. That we are calling the Holy Spirit to come.
So when
we speak the kingdom of the devil, we are having to speak of the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Many times, people ask the Lord Jesus concerning the kingdom of God, that when is it coming? And he told them it's in your midst. And he wondered, where is it? Yet the Holy Spirit was present. But it was hard to see him. And many times, people said, ask the kingdom of God to come. But they too, they don't know the kingdom of God. And others say, we want to enter the kingdom of God. But what they want to enter into, they don't know it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Wanted
to bring these two things to light and light to you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
to separate the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil.
And
to say, it's to separate the spirit of God from the spirit of the devil.
And
when the spirit of the devil, the kingdom of the devil, appearing in the form of a beast.
Yes, we was good.
Praise Jesus.
But then we
explain like this,
that
the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, appears in the form of the dove, or the crested crane, or the sparrow.
Is it a sparrow? A sparrow.
The swallow. And the eagle.
Yes, we was good.
Praise Jesus.
Those
are the four we saw yesterday. We are to see them officially.
Yes, we must.
Praise Jesus.
For
we saw that the beasts too are four.
Yes, we must.
Praise Jesus. We wanted you to first understand what is called the beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we couldn't go explain. If we didn't go see the kingdom of God, if we first see the kingdom of God,
we
moves on lighting us what they call the kingdom of the devil. You know, many times,
it's
what we call the kingdom of Uganda.
Uganda.
Here in Uganda. What is the kingdom of Uganda? Is it the land we dwell on? Are they the people on the land? What is that? They are the demons of Uganda. Demonic spirits of Uganda. And you make up that kingdom nothing. You are just under rulership of those demonic spirits. And you are there and you're slaves to them. Now, those evil spirits, they choose otherwise, they call the royals. You, the others, you get to be servants and you delight in that. Word of kingdom, you know, in this world. Behind it, we speak of demonic spirits of that kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that's why you get to be slaves and servants. Let's put that aside. If you to believe that, to be slaves and the people who are meaningless.
Ha ha ha. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But let's first put that aside. The world is moving like that. And they are reigned over by the kingdom of the beast.
What
we call the kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Many people ask me, you may speak of this spirit, but what is that? The devil has no spirit that is right there. But it's something which is just bloated and
picked.
It has 10 horns.
What
makes this spirit?
It's
not that it's there like God having the Holy Spirit. We are to see all that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Something
perfect, the beast-like thing there. This spirit is just faked. Just faked and put in form there. But we wanted to move on and explain that there are people who usually ask, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus Christ explained and said that kingdom is in our midst. But in that he spoke of the Holy Spirit. It means what? Ask of the beast, the kingdom of the devil springing from the people, it means it's in the people. That spirit of the devil is in the people. And it works every child who rebelled against God.
Yes, we have
praise
him.
Jesus.
According
to Luke
17. Luka 17 n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
Luke 17 from verse 20.
Bwe yabuuzibwa abafalisaayo nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujja ddi? N'abaddamu n'agamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujjanga bweyolese. So tebali bagamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali. Kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli munda yammwe.
It's in their midst.
Ah, yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. You know, one day he said, in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, that we believe
in him,
he said, you will flow streams of living waters. And that
the
spoke that of the Spirit was going to be given us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
different from this explanation is told us here. The kingdom of God is in our midst. And he spoke of the Holy Spirit.
For
you cannot run from him.
According
to Psalm 139. Let's read there and we see.
Zaburi 139. Zaburi 139 n'olunyiriri olwe 15.
Psalms 139 verse 15.
Tewakisibwa mubiri gwange bwe nakolebwa mu kyama, bwe natondebwa n'amagezi amangi mu byawansi eby'ensi.
Let's get back to verse 6.
Zaburi 139 olunyiriri lwa mukaaga.
Psalms 139 verse 6.
Okumanya okulinga ng'okwo kwa kitalo kunnema. Kwa wakulu, siinza kukutu ukako. Nagenda wa okuveri omoyo go. Obana dukira wa amaso go. Bwenari nyamuguru, nga joli. Bwenari alovuliri wange mu magombe, lava, nga joli. Bwenato lechu wa watiro, bwenato levi wa watiro, evienja. Nentula, mwafeve nyanja, evili ewali nyo. Ne wankubadeyo. Omukono go una nungamia.
Chituna duka wa kuveri omoyo. Where shall we run from your spirit?
Ida masogi.
In his eyes.
Uri wana wana omoyo mtu kufakura.
Everywhere the Holy Spirit is there.
Waka 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 tonda we uri.
The kingdom of God is around everywhere.
Buri mbase katiga.
It's in our midst.
Na ye chaga ambibuwa.
But it was said.
Nikizibu nyo kurabu waka waka wana kuja kongo zaidu mundi
omoyo. How to see this kingdom except you've gotten born again. That is the Holy Spirit himself.
That
even to enter it, it's hard.
Even though
it's everywhere, but you cannot just enter in him.
But
the different thing on the thing issues we get explained all. Even if we enter the kingdom of the devil without seeing it yet, they have entered in it. And they have entered in the spirit of the devil.
It
to show us that the actions they differ. Those of the Holy Spirit and the spirit of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't know if
you don't understand us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tugambidwa.
We've been saved.
Tusobola kuduka moyo wa Katonda.
We can't run from the Spirit of God. And we've understood this is the kingdom of God.
Buliwona.
It's all over.
Na ikizibu okubulaba.
But it's hard to see it.
Ukusinzira byatugamba mu Yohana 3.
That's what it says in John 3.
Nyorokusatu yogera bwatu.
Verse 3, it says this.
Yohana sura ya 3.
John 3:3.
Gamba. Yesu nadamu na mugamba anti. Dala nkugamba anti. Omuntu watazali wa mulundi gwa kubiri. Tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Nti bwotazali wa gwa kubiri.
And if you don't get born again.
Bwakabaka buno tosobola kumulaba.
You cannot see the kingdom.
Ninga jukira ye moyo mutukufu.
Remember he is the Holy Spirit.
Bwotazali wa gwa kubiri tosobola
kumulaba. You can't see the kingdom of God if you don't get born again.
And he moved on
to explain and said this.
John 3:4. Nikodemo, namugamba anti, omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde. Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina, omulundi ogw'okubiri, n'azaalibwa. Yesu n'addamu nti, ddala ddala nkugamba anti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo.
There are two things.
You're
not gotten born again. You can't see the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit. And if you don't get born again, you cannot enter this kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the Lord said, to see of this kingdom, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, we must have gotten born again. And he said that if we get to be like that, we see him. For he gets to be in us. You know John 14. We say that they cast lots for these words. Let's go. The Lord is falling on John.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
following John 14.
John 14. Abirenga na mwe, emirembe na emirembe. Omoyo wa mazima. Ensi kwete yiza kukiriza. Kubanga temulaba.
Teko lachi.
It doesn't see him.
Oye yiza kurabu wakabaka wakatona.
You can't see the kingdom of God.
Kujia kongo zaido goku.
Except you've gotten born again.
Ensi temulaba wansonga chi.
The world doesn't see him before, because of what?
Kubanga tezaido goku wakubiti.
Because it's not gotten born again.
Wakabaka wakatona umutekende.
Have you understood the kingdom of God?
Wakate nyote giri wakabaka wakatona.
When did you understand the kingdom of God?
Kubanga singo umutekira.
If you understand him.
Changu nyo kutekiri wakabaka wakatona.
Is it understand the kingdom of the devil?
Kubumanyidu ange soro.
That's known as the beast.
Kutekira ganye buru.
Are we together?
Mara yu yukane. Kuminanya kurikunwa kumina meka.
Kumina msa.
17.
Yukane sula ya kuminanya. Yulunyira kumina msa.
John 14:17.
Ntumoyo wa mazima. Yesigweta yinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mutegeera mwemu mutegeera kubanga abera jemuli era nabanga mummu
ulide bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Mumutegeera.
You understand him.
Mumulaba.
You see him.
Kubanga abera jemuli.
For he is within you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
the battle is like this.
Bible again,
Bible says in Corinthians.
First Corinthians,
chapter 3.
15-17.
When you know your temples of the living Spirit of God. Now what the devil did is to fight church who is you.
So
if you understood the Spirit of God would have been in you. You see him.
And
you speak with him, you understand him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And he put in place buildings. Those will be the temples.
Ya Kristo no moyo ngaino kubera.
And where his spirit is to live.
Kati ye asubira kubera mu bantu
bano. That he will be able to take over these people. That is the spirit of the devil. The trick of changing church.
To
shift from a human being into a building. And they chase the Holy Spirit go to be in the building. Then the devils and the spirits will take over the people. And be in them. To prove the devils are not easy. A single one may have a legion in you and you don't know that.
But
they hold one their kingdom in the midst of the people.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
But we younger you together.
Let's move on to understand.
Nenga, to see me younger to know your dua.
We ended as we got explained.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
The ngomo ywa. Now
that's the spirit of God, the kingdom of God, which appears in the form of the
devil,
as it's meant to be within the people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
these people are meant to be the church, which has no spot nor wrinkle. Now when the devil knew that the Holy Spirit, when you will be the church, the spirit of God will be in you,
and
he exchanged the brought in the building to be the church.
Yes, you are the one.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on.
Yes, you are the one.
Praise Jesus so much.
And
expect your God and explain of that word.
That
because we've had John 14:17, that the Spirit of God is meant to be within us as a church.
I
got to 1 Corinthians 3. Praise Jesus so much. From verse 15 to down, what the devils did to be able to hinder the Holy Spirit to be within us, he decided to change the church and shift it. To shift from the people to go into a building.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There's
your mouth that got filled of a building to be the church. Even your heart. Even your mind. And you used to say this is the house of the Holy Spirit and you speak of a building. And as if you said God needed to rebuild a house for.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But we are more to save.
Now after the devil changed that, thought for a way could enter the people and live in them. And took a problem to be able to separate the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. There came a problem of separating the spirits. But right now God gives us such that we learn them. Many times in Matthew 28, Verse 18 and 19, when we are getting baptized, we are baptized to enter in the name of the Father,
Omwana,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Why do
you think it's like that? The kingdom of heaven
and
earth which are,
that's
the Christ Jesus we enter into.
The
new heavens and the new earth, that is the Father.
The
one who enters the Holy Spirit is the one who moves us through all those territories. In the heavens as we
are,
and the new heavens and the new earth, he is in all territories. Of the Son is there, even of the Father is there. That's why
in
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
we are the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So I wanted
to go deeper in these words. The Holy Spirit is quick sign. It's the dove. But it comes from above. And we get the Spirit who came from above. To differ from the beasts who come from the sea, the spirit of the devil. Let's read
in
John. Let's read Matthew 3.
Matthew
3:16.
Awo
Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi. Laba, eggulu ne libikkulirwa, eggulu ne limubikkulira. Laba, eggulu ne limubikkukira. N'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ng'akkanga ejjiba ng'ajja ku ye. Laba, eddoboozi ne liyima mu ggulu nga ligamba nti, oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukira ennyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
From praise Jesus.
Tumulaba mu kanyomero oba mu kabonero ak'ejjuba.
We see the Holy Spirit, the Son of the Dove.
Nga ye bwa kabaka bwa Katonda.
And that's the kingdom of God.
Bunyirivu nga butukuvu ddala.
Very holy and very cleansed.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Iranga tuamuraba ajate kumaza amani.
And we saw him come on the many waters.
Okutegeze bikane nnimi
na amani. To mean the nations, clans and the languages.
Iriabo abagasalawo kukiriza Yesu.
Or those who decided to believe Christ.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Na inga chauka nako atendo bwa kabaka bwa Satan.
And he passed with the kingdom of the devil.
Obuli ngesura tesi mukabuteri vumase katiga.
Which like a beast and springs from the midst of the people.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What happens is this.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
That
the Holy Spirit,
when
they have given him to us,
we are warned in
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12.
We
are told these words.
Second
Corinthians 2:12.
Naye bwe najja mu tuluwa olw'enjiri ya Kristo era
oliso kisooka.
First Corinthians.
Esula ey'okubiri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
Bakolinsa ekisooka esula ey'okubiri olunyiri lwa kkumi n'abbiri. Agamba nti naye ffe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwa nsi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda tulyoke tutegeere nga Katonda by'atuwa obuwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti fete twa ba moyo gwansi.
We don't give the spirit of the world.
Tegusibuka mu bantu.
We don't spring from the people.
Wabula okuva eri kitaffe.
But from the Father.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kino kigenda maso no tukiriza.
This move on to fulfill.
Esala gye tusaba.
The prayer we pray.
Mu Matayo esura eyo mukaga.
In Matthew 6.
Obunyoro mwenda.
Matayo 9.
Matayo esura eyo mukaga. N'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew 6 verse 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe obwakabaka bwo bujje.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bukole ki?
The kingdom of God to come.
Ani bwe tuba tuyita oyo?
Who are we calling them?
Tuba tugenda maaso nayita mwoyo
mutukuvu. We want to call the Holy Spirit.
Wabula si kibuga.
But not a city.
Era abantu bangi baddenga baagala nnyo yingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Naye
nga tebamanyi babuyingira mu
batya.
Ye kyekiki?
What is that kingdom?
Kati oluvannyuma n'alyoka ayogera ku by'amatwale
onto the territories.
Kubanga ayogera bw'ati.
He speaks like this.
Soma Matayo gye tuli.
Let's read Matthew.
Matayo esula ey'ekkumi, esula ey'omukaaga, olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Matthew 6 verse 10.
Nti obwakabaka bwo bujje byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati n'amala bw'amala okwogera ku bwakabaka okujja.
After speaking of the kingdom to come.
N'atubuulira ne ku buli matwale.
He tells us what's even the territories.
Obwakabaka buno mwe bubeera.
Where this kingdom is residing.
Oba mwe bufugira.
Or where it reigns by.
Mwe bukulembeeramu abaana
ba Katonda. Where it lives in the children of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
I don't
know you've entered in understanding upon that.
After
say the kingdom come,
as if we
call the Holy Spirit to come.
And after he
say what is done in heaven to be done on earth.
Now
heavens and
earth, they are
territories of that kingdom.
Because
they are territories of the Holy Spirit.
Within
which is meant to lead the children of God.
That
is why it is
written. All
things in heavens and
earth.
We wouldn't have understood them.
But we are
revealed all by the Spirit of
the Lord.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Who moves
within all those
territories
of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
What is important
we want to look onto?
It's
the word, the kingdom, what it means. And when we say the kingdom of God, we mean what? We mean the kingdom of the devil, which appears in the form of a beast. We move on to mean what?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For we have understood
that
when we speak of the kingdom of God, we speak of the Holy Spirit, who appears in the form of a dove. When we speak of the spirit of the devil, we speak of the spirit of the devil, which appears in the form of a beast.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why the Bible moves to explain on the kingdom of the devil. When we get back to Daniel,
Daniel 7,
verse
23.
Daniel 7:23.
Obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bonna era obulirya ensi zonna era obulizisambirira era obulizimenyamenya.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Nti ensolo eno eyokuna
that the fourth beast
bulibeera bwakabaka bwakona mu nsi
will be a fourth kingdom in the world
bwakulinnyirira n'akusambirira mawanga
trample and to crush the nations.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Naye buno bwe bwakabaka bwa Satan.
But this is the kingdom of the devil.
That's why
when we heard of the kingdom of God, they spoke of it as one kingdom.
But
the kingdom of the devil is in the form of four kingdoms. And these kingdoms can fight each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
are not settled. That's why Jesus explained in Matthew 12:15. To be quick.
Verse 24. Teri wao. Ne sitani. Bwagoba sitani. Ayawukana yekana yeka. No wakabaka we. Buli wao butia. Obanga zengoba daimoni kuwa Beelzebuli. Abana bamwe. Bajigoba kubwani. Kaloba. Kale. Abo. Bebali basali omusango.
Nti obwakabaka bwa Satani bulina katemba.
That the kingdom of the devil, they have dramas in it.
But ogera kubwakabaka bwa Satani.
When we speak of the kingdom of the devil,
ogera ku moyo gwa Satani.
Speak of the spirit of the devil.
Naye moyo gwa Satani unamanyidwa ngenso.
The spirit of the devil known as the beast.
Alimu emyoyo emirala 10 yejiri major.
In him are other 10 major spirits.
We call fallen angels.
Those we call the 10 major fallen angels.
Bano basobola kugoba bannaabwe.
These ones can chase their other colleagues. And the Lord Jesus
said,
some of the sons of the Pharisees, they used to use senior demons to chase the junior demons. In the drama you're going to see in the churches of the false Christ,
there is
a drama of sending demons in the people, and after they chase them themselves and they make money in that deal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Each one has his chasing style. Another, he has trickery like a monkey. And those monkey and monkey style and they're chasing. Another is like a frog like that.
These
demons differ in the form of how they appear. Another, he has water, he's spitting it on the people. Another, he has a cross. Another, with a handkerchief. Another, with a coat. Another, with a ring.
kusinzira obwakabaka bwabwe bujjudde obuvuyo.
Their kingdom is full of chaos and disorder.
Oba omwoyo gwa Satani,
the spirit of the devil,
mupangirire bupangirizi,
just picked in a form they make it.
Tewali kituufu kyaddala kibeerawo nti guno bwe bwakabaka obuteredde,
think that this is the
oba nti guno gwe mwoyo gwa Satani ogusinga obukulu.
This is the spirit of the devil, which is the major one.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
the more you do things which are not right, they honor you for that.
Yes, we will.
Praise Jesus.
So
now, what we try to bring for you, what we bring to you in understanding.
Yes, we will.
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
this kingdom of the devil, it's fighting, they're always fighting. Now, if the kingdom is land, are the lands fighting each other? What really are the things fighting themselves? Many times people see wars in this world.
But
really, the evil spirits who benefit in these wars, they are the ones which fight each other in reality. The kingdom and the kingdom of the devil, they are fighting each other through wars. These meaningless people. You are the one who loses in those wars.
And
the one they chose evil spirits upon the whom they chose, where you will fall, I will fall. Before they will reach you, O king, they will first reach me. But in the kingdom of God, to reach his kingdom, his children, you first reach him. They are totally different. And he put himself as a shield and they beat him. You would not touch my children. That's why the devil plotted.
And
they beat the children direct beatings. The mother of the children intervened. He said, no, I am your shield and I am your great reward.
Amen. Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Jesus
told me we're going to be beaten and we couldn't handle the beatings. And he
again
that saved us. In the kingdom of the devil,
the
devil God runs away and you are being killed and beaten.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you enter in the shrine and you shoot bullets, the demons are the ones who first run away.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
So, the
kingdom of the devil,
it's
the spirit that meets with the people.
That's
why it sends prince from the people. And it just works and uses them. Many times, this is what they do. They
first
do and they get back to regret what they did.
You
had the one who was a homosexual saying that he told his congregation that the thing handled went beyond him, he couldn't handle it. And it handled him, he could not resist it anymore. If you want to see the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, of the beast you can't understand and explain, powerful things take over you and they use you for things. And the difference between the spirit of God and the one of the devil is different and there. When
we
speak the spirit of the kingdom of God and
the
devil, people who have the spirit of God, they can be seen. And
they
are in the kingdom of God. They have the gospel of peace.
For
the spirit is a prophecy, remain gentle. Leave alone this to speak and you're stretching your eyes and you're struggling for prayer. You know immediate.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Akati okusinda ku befesa sura ene yoku.
Now according to Ephesians 2.
Nyorisoka pa korokus
verses 1 to 3.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan,
the kingdom of the devil.
Buyitibwa ensolo.
No, called, known as the beast.
Abuli mu bantu.
When in the people.
Bubera bubakoja bukoja.
It just uses them.
Ate munango wapi kwa episode bisinga tunategeera.
Maintain your capture before you realize it.
You
reach a time you see and realize your fruits yourself. What threatening is to remain in there and you never turn back. And you refuse to get back to the kingdom of God.
Unto
the Spirit of God. Ephesians
2:1. Nebibi bya mwe bye mwatambuliranga mwedda ng'emirembe gy'enseno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu w'obuyinza obw'omubbanga omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo nga gukoza
the spirit and works
ukoza
uses them.
Gubakozesa
uses them.
Only touch it on.
And say you have to speak it. It's struggling you to speak it. Praise Jesus.
According to
1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy chapter 1. It shows that these are seared like with an old iron. For so the way is beast-like.
It's
not with the spirit of liberty. Let's read on here. 1 Timothy 4:1.
Munako ezolu vanyuma. Walibawa baliba mukukiriza ngabawulira emyoyo ekikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba Setaani olw'obunanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya
nga bookebwa ki.
And they are seared with an hot iron.
Jukira ensolo kati nga ze batulaga.
Remember the beasts like the one they show us.
Engeri gye zifaananamu.
How they appear.
Enjala mpanvu
ziri. Their nails are very long.
Bintu bya mpaka.
They are things of force.
Kingdom
of the devil appearing like a beast.
By the way,
moving,
moving,
that which is in the world. I tell you, things shouldn't be like that. The church of the beast is the one existing right now. The church of the kingdom of the devil. Of the spirit of the devil.
And
when they give signs, they say this in Timothy.
1 Timothy 4:3.
Some of those things are what you find in there. The priests and the nuns, they don't get married. It's the kingdom of the beasts.
Because
the kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil. When you see them entering church, don't be surprised. The pastor doesn't want to marry.
A sister
says they got married to Christ.
You know that
those spirits fall upon those people and they use them over whatever they want. Praise Jesus.
So,
the way you can know the kingdom of the devil. All these four beasts.
The
spirit of the devil in the four versions. It's to see the actions which follow them.
wabera nabia inzo tabukao na haba kwa limina
if it's a problem you can turn against you and curse every one of you
aina kukuba kuna mirange
they can even positive nakedness like a goat like that don't come realize you will know the anointing upon us these ones are like there are those animals which capture chicken
they
pet their behind it's like a tomato
and they
try to hit on it and it is captured. Are you asking a question? Something I'm speaking about. There is a religion which came up in Nigeria. But they don't accept the man and the man sitting together. You have to see two women and the man is in the midst of you. In that they chase jealousy from the women. Now these two men in the
midst,
he has to kiss the women and go deeper in acts to take away the mentality of not having jealousy. These are not gods. These are human beings.
That
the goat, even a younger, can go with this man. And they take away the jealousy in that way. Those things of kingdom of the beast, they should take them away.
You're
going to understand the spirit of the devil and how it came to destroy the church, the saints within the world.
The
battle is very serious, fighting with Jesus. Remember the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, came to testify the things of Christ. Now the spirit of the devil
is
there to hold the things of the devil who was bound long time. These two, Jesus Christ is in heaven. The devil is bound. The one in heaven is on the world working in his people. The one in the prison, his spirit is in the people. The battle is right there. I don't know you, a captive, how you can overcome.
More than
the one who is not a captive and is glorious.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've been showing you how the spirit works in children of disobedience. And people in the kingdom of the devil, in the spirit of the devil, they speak vulgar and they think they are the ones speaking that. They even get a thirsty to speak it out. The thirsty of speaking vulgar. Like you wake up and the Holy Spirit is the first thing of hearing the word of God. Eating the word of God. They too in that kingdom they have things they eat. And their spirit of the devil, it gives them a thirsty. There are people, though they have one wife, they got much thirsty and she doesn't laugh for them.
There
is one religion in that issue. They marry for and above women. They have unending thirsty of the kingdom of God.
Desiring
to do immorality and speak what's not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of liberty. That's why he appears in form of a dove. A bird which looks peaceful with peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And never uses people. He never uses people, but he works together with them. If you
want to
understand, you are in what kingdom? Or you are in what spirit? These are what you have to look onto. If you study on the four beasts, you look and see and you realize where you are. That you have entered the kingdom of the devil. I've shifted from the kingdom of God. And I've shifted from the holy church. I've gone to the false churches and the false Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
According to
2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Holy Spirit will work together with him. Let's hear there. 2
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Tiera wetu kolele emirimu awamu naye tubenga yirira obutaweba werere kisa kya Katonda.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era wetu kolele emirimu awamu
naye. When we work together with him.
Ye Katonda tukola naye bukozi.
He God will work with him just.
Omoyo waka no tukola naye.
The Spirit of God will work with him.
Tajja buzina kugwa ako
kumpe. Come fall on your head.
Utandiko kola byora.
If you begin to do what is not in your will.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Healing,
you feel the healing and the power. And it comes from you yourself. The Lord Jesus says, when he was moving, someone touched his cloak. And he had power leaving him. And he asked, who has touched me? But in the kingdom of the devil, what surprised
you?
You are in making tricks and tricks. And you don't know the way the power is coming.
There
is one who makes tricks like this and that and is moving around.
And
they make tricks around.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They're like these he goats proposing to a female one.
He moves
around and doing funny noise things around. You'll see the people, you'll wonder within
church.
People in the church and the ones in the world, you will wonder. The kingdom of the beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil.
Let me tell you,
what they like, the beast is to come out and eat people. People, the beast already devoured people.
All
your forefathers who lived and they around now. Many of them were eaten and they are still being eaten by that beast.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the Spirit of God will work with him. And you can feel control over him.
That's what I could do. You can
speak it. No. The Spirit of God took you over. Spirit. I taken consumed me and I couldn't feel myself anymore. There you know the devil appearing in the form of a beast. Already the spirit took you over, you can't more appear. There you are in the shrines of the shrines.
But
when the evil spirit falls on you, you go away. You are no more there, you just get back after it's left you. But the Spirit of God says this. The kingdom of God does this. In
1
Corinthians 14, verse
32.
That this spirit, the Holy Spirit given as a gift, you can control him.
But
I am here teaching, and this one is interpreting. Another
begins.
Confusing the congregation. Don't trouble us, our message.
Mwaweranga nga muri awo olina agoloka.
Is there and another rose begin to shiver in the congregation like that, hissing like a snake? Don't call this that a he-goat is in the fields. Others are eating, others are thinking of proposing the others.
Don't appear like of the beast.
Take it out of the kingdom of God.
But that's so good.
I couldn't resist this.
The
Holy Spirit is the spirit of liberty.
It's
the kingdom of peace. But let's move on to see. Why did he speak of this word? When you go up, when
it
begins in verse
29,
he gives us an order in that. First Corinthians 14:29.
Kubanga mwenna muyinza okubuuliranga kinnoomu bonna bayigenga era bonna basanyusibwenga n'emyoyo gya bannabbi gifugibwa bannabbi.
Don't be there to arise in the midst of the service.
Omanyi waliwo omusumba abeera abuuliranga aliko omwoyo gwa Satan.
Pastor is preaching with the spirit of the devil.
Obwakabaka bw'ensi.
The kingdom of the beast on him. And it changes.
Nimuka tukubale.
Turn up and shout
hallelujah. Tukena kuhaleluya.
You've been studying other things.
He begins to move you to something else.
That's why someone will make a wedding.
And
will tell people to kiss themselves public. All day they kiss themselves public. When the God is
proposing,
God will leave for the other, they kiss the other. We are put to preach the gospel. They preach people in the kingdom of the devil what they do. They expose their privacy outside. They don't mind of that. Just to see how a God moves freely.
And you
came in the church of Christ. Your private parts are outside like of a God. Some of them, they don't cover their breasts, they put them as goats. But their breasts remain in form. Some of you put on knickers even. And you
claim
that animals move freely. There's a pastor told me of. One woman entered in love with this man.
And
that man was a married man.
Now
the woman gave much money in the church. And that man was not to see the patient moving on.
And
what that woman did, she asked for a front seat. And she sat badly, this man wasn't seeing her. Pastors of these days,
he did not go close or sit properly.
The woman saw this man couldn't see that level. This time she came without a
knicker.
The pastor preached while struggling up there. Eventually they had an affair together. And they buried the other woman. That's the church I got saved in.
Kati abantu.
With the spirit of the devil, they do things
differently.
And when you check church, we shall see them.
Now,
there are these wolves of the religion. Those they clothe the sheep's skin. They claim to clothe white garments. But inside they are filled with hypocrisy.
And
they are wolves which have come to pervert the flock. And there is an animal which has those ways.
So
when we tell the kingdom of the beast, we shall end up seeing creations preach the gospel, but they tell us about the kingdom of the devil, what they do.
Yes,
some of the major missions they came to do, the
creations
which passed through the animals.
And
they had a gospel specific to preach to us. That's why they are created like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
According to Psalms 51, verse 12, the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, which appears in the form of a dove, it restores us the joy of salvation and it strengthens us. If now salvation became a scorn, there is another spirit which we call the beast, the spirit of the devil. And people indeed have prayers they pray,
and have
things they do appear like of the animals.
Zaburi, Israelita, no moim, or near your community.
Psalms 51, verse 12.
D. Uncomeze was Sanu, Iriobrocozibu. Onuezi, no more yogi dembe.
Yes, you ever
raised Jesus.
Ye moyo cut away,
he is the only spirit of peace. And this sign you see it.
We walk up away, Miriam.
That's the kingdom of peace.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
the kingdom of the devil appearing in form of a beast. There's no peace. What
one
do you get more explained? Many people in the entire world, they have tried to explain what these beasts are. But let me tell you, it's been hard to understand what they mean, what God means on these beasts.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
According to
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse
15,
that the spirit of peace, the kingdom of God where it is, your two is there, and there is liberty. Let's hear. 2 Corinthians.
Second
Corinthians 3:15.
Agamanti. Naye nokutuusa leero ebya Musa bwe bisomebwa ekyokubikkako kiri ku mitima gyabwe ku mutima gwabwe. Naye bwe gukyukira Mukama waffe ekyokubikkako kijjibwawo. Naye Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era waba omwoyo gwa Mukama waffe. We were with them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why the Lord Jesus called us in Matthew 11:25-30.
Come,
you all who are weary and burdened, you will see the rest of your spirits.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
If
the church remained in the kingdom of God,
in
the spirit of God, it would have been hard to leave your colleague while poor. How dare you build flat houses and you're a pastor? How dare you buy Prado cars? You have that spirit of truth within you, the spirit of liberty, and your colleagues are suffering.
When
you remain living normal, thinking you're pastoring them. Let me tell you, every kind of animal minds its business. Everyone born, when they go, they look for their own things.
The
training of the animals, not of the people.
Wanga empologoma webe yigiriza ento okuyiga.
When a lion which is mature it teaches the younger
to
it fights with it and beats it to teach it.
Yengeri yaba sumba.
It's the way of the pastors of today.
What
they pass through, they want you to pass through them.
You
are not like Jesus, the good shepherd. What he passed through never commands us pass through them. For he has the good shepherd. He gives up his life for his friends. He can't accept you pass through what he passed through. For right now,
our
salvation will not be beaten like Christ was beaten.
Not
meant to go to hell where he went and get saved after.
He
said, believe me, get born again.
You've
seen pastors of the beasts. There is the animal they call a lion. When birth is a child, they don't give it food for the day. It makes that younger fast until they learn to hunt.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All ways appear there of the kingdom of the beast. The kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil. And these the acts of terrorists. But let me tell you,
Steve.
Can't get a child of God, they need healing and you make them line up with money for healing. If
you
are on the kingdom of God, of the spirit of liberty and peace, things are very different, let me tell you. What's in religion, it's beyond and worse. There they don't mind of the spots over these animals. Remember this kingdom of the beast, the spirit of the devil. They usually bring a lion
and
a leopard with spots. Fight the church of the saints not to exist.
Those
people have different spots, even with wrinkles. Something breaking your heart within the church. You can hate your neighbor. Because my neighbor has inflicted spiteful things upon you.
When
you may see animals, why are they leopards?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
we want to get explained to understand.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We've heard clear. That the Lord is the Spirit, and where His Spirit is, there is liberty and freedom. Let me tell you things moving on. Before I explain each beast one by one, the fourth beast which came last, which we
have
to get explained as the Roman Empire, it has much chaos is done. Even its appearance is amazing.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Daniel 6. First speak briefly of the fourth beast. Before we speak of the first three beasts. These are versions, it's the same spirit of the devil, but it's upgraded its works.
And
it changes, modifies itself as people realize it. And it awakes in a different way.
Daniel 7 verse 6. Era yalina amanyo amanene agechuma yalia nemenyamenya nesambira ebyasigalawo nebigere byayo era teyafanana ngesolozo na ezagishoka era yalina amayembe 10 nakebera amayembe era laba newamera muggo ejembe dala
Yesu yebaziwe
praise Jesus.
Ensoleno
this beast Before us, Daniel saw it. On its 10 horns. But in Revelation 13, they brought it back with the 10 horns, even with its heads, the 7 heads. Let's go there and see it. Revelation 13:1.
Nenda bisolonge eva mu nyanja erinama yebe 10 n'emitwe musanvu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yaraba
iso
bisolonge eva mu nyanja.
A beast come from the sea.
Twaulide ku 15.
We have Revelation
17:15.
Ngenyanja bikana ndimi nachi. And the sea meets nations, clans and languages.
Mu omoyo guno kusituka mpola mu obwakabaka obwo busituka mpola.
This kingdom arises slow.
Omoyo guno gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil. And it climbs to the top.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
I want
you to understand more. Don't be confused with videos moving on. For many are passed through with those videos. And they promise us the beast is coming, physical. That's the same devil himself confusing. When he passed through Jezebel and the fallen angels. Already the beast is moving on to work. And they have been working all day. And it's the spirit of the devil itself. Right now they brought confusion that perhaps the beast is coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What we can tell you, it arises to be manifest. All those things they do, they are advertising themselves. Even those teaching of the beast, they are not teaching, they are advertising the beast.
But
they have added another thing, yet they know the rightful thing. Those who are the coers in the system, they know all things. They know what is moving on. Some of them we shall even speak of them. When they come out to say they don't know, we shall give them signs to prove they know.
Or
we speak of places where they sit. Where their meetings have been and they know very well what they are doing. Mostly, those who are in the religions and the beliefs up there, in the politics, in the financial sector, economic, the wizards of the world, they know exactly what they do. And when they see the meeting, they always speak it open. We are serving our father. They call the devil their father. The devil, they call him their father. You hear them, serve the father as long as I'm alive in his body. That's how they speak it. You may find them sitting in the meeting. They speak of the Father in heaven. But what we reach upon in their meetings, they eat roasted human meat. Eating human beings, eating raw. Now it is worse. They are hunting for private parts. Mostly, they buy them from hospitals. And when you lose your relative in the hospital, they cut the head, they take out the brain, the heart, every part in them. Sometimes even the kidney, the male kidneys, even the eggs of the women who have just died. In their meeting, that's what they eat as their sauce.
They are
very hard people. They walk like human beings, but they shifted their normal human beings. Let's move on in Revelations. But this time they reveal us this beast, the fourth beast. And still it has 10 horns. These are what fight with the saints to finish the church. They have hidden within the 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And here are Mercury and the others.
Yes,
and what we are going to see
is
very amazing in this world. But it's because of this beast.
But
when we saw in Daniel 7,
they
show us its appearance, see how it looks.
But Revelation,
they spoke its appearance. Did you read it clear?
Bakugamye nsole ndale yokunani te bakunyonyi bagamye ngaina mayembe
10 horns
nete banyonyodo befanana ngengo befanana
ngaji
wabula bagambye bugambye
but they said
eya ukana neziri
it differs from the first three beasts
ali jukira kadona mugezi
remember God is wise
bale take jona katika ndete mukubikuri banji buri yonanga bwefana
it says let me bring revelations explain how it looks.
Amen.
Katuulire
let's hear
kubikuri ba 13
Revelation 13 verse 1.
Nekumayembe gayo ngakulike engule 10. Nekumitwe jayo amaye amanya agobuvozi.
Nomanya agobuvozi nagondo zatuwagala bako.
Blasphemy of names we saw them.
Era tujja kuongera tugalabe.
We shall see them ahead.
Mpozi kwagambe ngabavola nabachi.
We say the blasphemy who
nabatu kuva bakolachi.
The saints who live in
heaven. Wezinozola mambo Saint Mark, Saint Peter's
church. Saint Mark, Saint Peter's
church. Agogonda manya agobuvozi.
All those are blasphemy of names.
They are
in the kingdom of the beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of
the
devil. For they know Mark has never left a church in this world as a building.
Saint Stephen,
when did he build and where did he build this church? He
was pounded
and left the body.
They
are there to blaspheme the saints.
And
that's why you hear blaspheme of men.
Saint Peter's.
Saint Peter's church. But they know it's for Saint Jupiter. They call their saint the God of Romans.
And
we are heading the battling, the very dangerous one.
And second,
the world is going to experience a chaos. Understand what this priest is going to become a terror. They will fear to pass again with their garments.
When
they say murderer is there. Pastor was like the people, you are in problems. This is the promise of God.
That
people understand the words of the book. The day who pervert in spirit will be taught. And to understand what is preached, it will become a terror. That God, I told him I will help him on that mission. But I told him I will help him. I don't know you what you're doing. Whether
you're
with him, you are with him.
But
this, I'm supposed to do it for I know it. I cannot even reject it.
If the person
I cut off my head, I remain say, yes, is him. What head are you cutting off?
Will
you even see on my head to cut it to you? Where will you get the golden head I am possessing? We have a guarantee. You cut this head, you remain with a golden one.
Umuzaji wamu kuba mainja sigara gama. Ndaba Yesu.
And he said, I see Jesus.
Bali ne mbiriyech.
They had two more.
Kuba kuno ngaba mudiya
mudari. This one and he was shifted is in another body.
Paul wamu kuba migo na vamu mbiri.
Beat Paul and he got out of the body, checked out.
Neba kusura yona koma wana kuyi.
And he threw him off. He came back into his body. They thought he had died, yet he has jumped out of the body.
You
pray to people without knowledge, but we get more strengthened.
First
taught us boldness to give us words like this. To see the
request
and discharge. It's a very dangerous battle.
They call friends and their churches.
Have you seen the spirit exposing? It's a very serious feast and wedding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubikulirwa.
Revelations.
Kubikulirwa shima ya 13 na olunyiriryo olwokubiri.
Revelation 13 verse 2.
Nesoro jinnalaba Yali efanana ngengo.
Yali efanana ngati.
It appeared like a leopard.
Ndi nisolo jenalaba yali efanana ngengo. Nebigere byayo nga bya dubu.
Kakati jubira
a pair.
Yemu nsolo ziri esatu
ezigate. Beasts which have remained.
Yagata version is on that
side. All the versions are out of them. He made one.
Kuvikuliwe suna ya kumi na satu. Nyo njiri yoruo kubi.
Revelation 13 verse 2.
Di, naka mwaka ayo. Ngaka mwaka imporoguma.
Yeso le soka.
It's the first beast.
Eyo kubiri.
The second.
Yedubu.
It's the bear.
Eyo kusatu.
The third.
Eringengo.
It's like a lion.
Now
the fourth is the joint version.
It's
the same spirit, but it made preparations in itself.
Something
I'm to explain before we go deeper.
To
say it appeared like a leopard.
And
people in that kingdom. They have spots and wrinkles. And they are used to commit sin. And even their changing is very hard.
Because
some have been getting suffer to ignore and give up what they have been doing. The kingdom has circled them. Told them you cannot be holy. The holy and the saints have to be in heaven.
If you be
officiating the saint pope, you cannot be a saint.
They
have to create their own holiness. That's why we have got the most light reverend.
Inspector General Prophet.
Those are in the Church of Salvation right now.
His Lordship, the Bishop.
His Lordship, the Bishop.
The
madness of the beast.
The
spirit of the devil.
The
kingdom of the devil.
And they have moved
on from the last year.
And
as God is living.
Oh.
And the spirit is living. Together with his
word.
We are more than conquerors.
The
saints, we are going to stand again in the world. We are going to get off all the
faults.
Understood who has been profiting in the wrinkles and the spots.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Jeremiah
14,
when you have the spots of a leopard, what
is it?
Why do they say that that kingdom appeared like a leopard?
The
drinking blood is the kingdom of blood.
We
are getting explained more one by one.
We will
not reach to explain one by one.
Yes.
But I'm giving you highlights to see what we are saying.
And
why did you say these beasts? The spirit of the devil. The kingdom of the devil.
Can cause us to enter and see the right Christ
and his church. And false Christ and their churches.
For
this beast to be with spirits, he said they shouldn't be a saint on this world. At least if there are people who claim to be in what they say is a church, they must have spots and wrinkles. Christ, that's what the church is going to come back for. That's what the Holy Ghost man says. As long as you one saved, forever saved. All those they brought calculating a deal. These people say we are not under the law but grace. They are all under that.
Bible says
they will change the laws. The beasts. Let's see. Jeremiah. I want to wind up, for time is left us. We may hear to see more next week.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jeremiah
chapter 13, verse
23.
Jeremiah 13, 23.
Omuisopia ayinza okuwanyisa omubiri gwe. Obengo amabala gayo Kale namwe muyinza okukola obulungi abamanyira okukola obubi.
Owulidde engeri gye bagireeta mu.
Hear how they bring out this leopard.
Babeera bamanyira okukola ebibi nga balina
abawala. Accustomed to do evil and they have sports.
Era abanadini
soka
ogenda osamire kwotereza ebyeki.
Worship the devils, align your clan spirits.
Era si ebyekika mubeera nabyo wali.
You have your clan demonic spirits with yourself.
Kati eno mu bulokozi obubaddewo.
Now in the salvation which has been.
Nga nabo buyingidde obwakabaka bw'ensolo buno.
They too have entered the kingdom of the beast.
Mukama akebera mutima.
God checks the hearts.
Naye nga ayambadde.
But they are clothed with many scars.
Okimanyi nti ensolo yennyini
eno. Not the beast itself.
Obwakabaka bwa
Satani. The kingdom of the devil.
Omoyo gwa Satani.
The spirit of the devil.
Nga gwayingira si bikkati kya
mutima. Entered the church.
Kakati gwe uliriza.
Now listen.
Okumanya ebintu biri kifuula.
Proof things are turned upside down.
Kakati. Ba priest baba we byambala ebiwango.
All the priests were given garments long cloths like that.
Befeso mukage
igamba. Yet Ephesians 6 says.
Unyure kumpa kumina.
Verse 10 to 13.
Mwambalenge byambala byobwa kabone ekyambalo ekyobwa Katonda.
The armor of God.
Enjiri mu bigere.
The gospel in the faith.
Amazima mu kiwa.
The truth in the ways.
Ekyo mchufu ekyo butuku.
The spirit of righteousness.
Ngabo yoko
kiti. The shield of faith.
The
sword of the word of God.
The
helmet of salvation, the Holy Spirit.
No,
then they have two arms. The heart is upon them like that.
Their
clothing is different. And I prove
you. The
church which is shouldn't be around.
Tuli mujiwani ensale
elimta
okubira damu madini kana
yokuyingira obulokozi to reach salvation
ekanisa bajiruani sacha
to support many as
bible yegamba jensole ndiwana na watu kuvu
neba wangura safe and overcome
ne tuba de kuwanguri ba makama ayambi
uyaba God has just helped
simon neba bishop bafude sebo mbulokozi
even the bishops of the born again have arisen
bishop
they put on the collars
doctor
bishop doctor serwada is appearing with this collar like that
no mugogwe ne
with his rod and his name
bishop omuntu wo munda
the top of the inner man in Uganda
when sort of what you
this has done
the poor no mbiri
what we are
here we need
a television the shortest time.
Delay
to save your colleagues.
Then they will not go when you vote. They said,
yeah, it's a question. I wonder why you keep those things.
This
moment is not for keeping things.
It's for using
those things to help our colleagues.
Because
we move on to see the church.
We
see the destruction which is in this world.
You
think that they get the boldness.
I know something
is heading
right in.
Me, I've spent many years, how many years when knowing this?
Right from 2005.
We're in
2018.
I have spent 13 years knowing this.
Now you get paid
after you had it. You think how much pain did I get when I had it?
He God was still
in many years.
He
told me, my son, let me show you see how I see.
And you
feel how I feel.
And
you to let me show
you. And
you see how he
sees. And
you feel how God feels.
Things
were changed a long time.
We put them on a
trailer truck like dogs. And those are the brides.
But they are
there to trample the saints.
See,
putting you on the trailer truck and they are praising you for that.
Asking
manna,
they
are
money. Omulaba kusuwaza na teka wa TV omukazi azara
and the woman is
and taking camera
and they put a camera covering it
bali ku kanisa baji abatukuvu baba yikanya tebakiriza bere mutukuvu wakiri bamukole
ebyenso step them be a saint and they do shameful things on them
mana baba bali mukubasi yaga kati kusiya
now he sodomizing them
omuntu yalo kosenga bamusiya
gamu kusiya but again they are sodomizing them brother
ati gwawonye wo bakozi
obayangu you are God step how are you to help them.
Bible yogera ku basajja bano.
Bible speaks of these men.
Ndi nsoro, ba nsoro zenyini
that they are real beasts.
atenga abanabbi
and their prophets.
Abamu ku banabbi b'ensolo zino,
some of the prophets
and abamu ensolo zenyini,
and they too are beasts.
Bantu bamanyira okukola ebibi tebabirekera.
They are accustomed to doing evil, they don't stop it.
Nga bw'otasobola kuyubula ku ngo diba lyayo,
like you can't take off the skin of a leopard.
Kubanga ne bw'oliyubulako likomawo.
Even if you take it off, it comes back with spots.
Engebera n'amabala gayo.
The leopard has its spots.
Wabula kino kyakulwanisa kanisa ya Christ.
This is to fight the church of Christ.
Era bagamba Kristo tasingana we kanisa.
And they say Christ shouldn't fight the church.
Wakiri tuzimbe ebizimbe.
At least let's build buildings.
Era bw'olesa okuzimba kw'ebizimbe.
And they display the building of buildings.
They
fallen down the vision of a building.
You can say individual,
a glass church.
Kakati ulirizan. Okumanya fujuli okulinyira.
This is careful trampling.
Ati daboli kwa lina freedom sita. Wali wa chumba chende demba.
Freedom sita. Is that a city of freedom there?
Mbori azimbe holy city.
Another's built a holy city.
Awali wa chumba chitu kumbwa.
Is that a holy city there?
Bali ba voice.
Those are blasphemers.
Bali mbwa kaba kwa nyini
ubu yaso. In the kingdom of the beasts.
Mbwa kaba kwa sita.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omoyo kwa sita.
The spirit of the devil. Jeremiah, let's repeat it.
Jeremiah 23:13-23. Omugabo gwenna kugerera bwayogera mukama kubanga wanerabira ne wesiga obulimba
kakati gyesaawa.
Now it's the time.
Akalulu kalondebwa.
The Lord has been chosen.
Atandikidde mu Uganda okubuna ensi
yonna. Began in Uganda to spread the entire world.
Kubanga ekkanisa yasalawo okwerabira Katonda netandika okugobeera obulimba.
She decided to forget God to follow falsehoods.
Kati akalulu kazze.
Now the Lord has come.
Sawa yakwanika.
Time of exposing every falsehood. As I end like this, we are still getting explained many things. But people in the kingdom of the beasts, in the entire world, we know the beast straight entered the church right now.
The
spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
He
spoke in Titus and he said this. Titus chapter 1. Starting from verse 10.
Tito esule soka olunyiri olwe 10.
Titus chapter 1 from verse 10.
Kubanga eriyo bangi abatagonda abogera ebitali abalimba era okusinga bamu bakomole.
Bangi abakola ebyo naye okusinga be basiraamu.
Who do the things but mostly the devils.
Be basiraamu.
They are the circumcised, the Muslims.
Sifu tubagambi.
It's not us who fall to them. Mostly they are circumcision. They are there to speak things which are not worthy. Those are
the
ones who speak more things which are unworthy. That the sun gets from the mud to fall within the mud. That the
genes
speak within their solars. That the tables to speak.
Abasinga okwogera ebitasaana be bakomole.
Things unworthy are the circumcision group.
Be basiraamu.
The Muslims.
Sifa tubagambye.
We not the one
Mukama yagambye.
God is the one who said this.
Tugenda kuwasa ebikazi nsanvu.
We are going to
run
the virgins who are virgins.
Ati be mbadde nabo ku nsi mugenda bawa.
Now the ones who had on the world you have to give them who?
Bo babira nga boogera bitasaana.
They are speaking words unworthy.
They
want to hear speaking
of Dream TV.
Put on Dream TV.
Omuyagamba.
One of them said,
Mukatonda Janafua, Omoyo Gomutum Mubitundu Vyecha Mabiomakazi.
That God comes, blows the human spirit in the private parts of a woman.
Circumcision
speak things and what they don't be surprised.
But where did we get
the things they speak?
That
God gets away the spirit and the body is
died.
And he takes it in store. You ask them where and they don't know where it is. After they say,
when you are
in Kabuli in the grave,
angel Alimauti
sits on your head and they beat you kati
malaika ano agenda kumutaka kora yo chikogera bitasana
goes in the ground to do what he speak things not right
karadaba abomba ko morati boba ayo nonekera
dal of the circumcision are so corrupted
kogera bita bebasingo kogera bitasana
speak things which are not right and worthy.
But
these are the chief in this thing.
When program,
who perverted, all perverted, but these are ones who perverted more. Let's proceed on.
Titus 1:11. Abagwanira okuzibibwa ng'emimwa kubanga abo ne bavunika ennyumba ennamba nga bayigiriza ebitagwanidde olw'amagoba ag'obukuusa
ate kakati mu balokole wali abayigiriza nga bo bakufa ku magoba bonga bulijja awandikibwa anyolamu amalira mu
bizinesi
Tito esula esooka olunyiriri lwa
12
omu ku bo Nabi wawe bo yagamba nti abakulete bali mbe naku zonna ensolo mbi
babagambe bonanji
all of them are evil brutes
bali nabwaka bakabu ensolo
they entered the kingdom of the beast
era bafananira dada ensolo ezo nebikorwa bya
appear like those beasts and their actions
bali ngabura ensolo ne yokuna
that you see the fourth beast
babira na mabara
they have spots
name funyiro
and wrinkles
Tito esule esoka olunyiriri lwa 12
Titus 1:12
omu ku bo nabbi wawe bo yagamba nti abakulete bali mbe naku zonna ensolo mbi embute nga yavu
ensolo zenyini zibeera babeera mukulembe ba sente buli kiseera
they are every time government money
omu ku nabbi wawe yabadde ku tv
nga mwemula one of the prophets was on television speaking vulgar
omu ku bagundi naga newe
You pastor have gone beyond.
Pastor, what you going to do? Just
now you have gone beyond onto speaking vulgar.
What?
Praising Jesus. There is a pastor calling himself a pastor at Hawala in Uganda.
He's
promising to give his colleague 100 crates of beer. You have to keep watching his television and you win 100 crates of beer.
There
is the one who has girls because the girl power. They played the dance styles of the world. And after they say, those are my daughters. God lifted up them. This is the man who sodomized. This man was testifying of being sodomized. This world where it's reached. Time is past. Let's pose the questions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
say that evil beasts.
Tito esule soka olunyole 12
Titus 1:12
omu ku bo nabbi wawe bo yagamba nti abakulete bali mbe naku zonna ensolo mbi embute nga yavu okutegeeza okwo kwa mazima kyova obagololeranga n'obukambwe
obaboggoleranga n'obukambwe
you rebuke them sharply
kyova obaboggoleranga n'obukambwe balyoke babeere n'obulamu olw'okukkiriza balemenga okuwulira enfumo ez'obulimba ez'ekiyudaaya n'ebiragiro by'abantu abakyuka okuleka amazima eri abalongoofu byonna birongoofu naye abasiigibwa obugwagwa n'abatakkiriza eri abo tewali kirongoofu to
them there is nothing pure.
Whether
thou talk hand, they are there, don't eat this, don't eat that. But the fourth beast to appear like a leopard,
which is
its greatest part.
abatukufu
is to finish the saints.
Wanga belu yogirambe fisule yo kutana.
Bible speaks in Ephesians 5.
Nti mukama afu Yesu.
That the Lord Jesus.
Yarutukuza.
He cleansed us.
Tuvere mchigambo.
That through the word.
Tuvere ekanisa itaina bana ni wangu
wadeshi. That we are appear a church without spot nor wrinkle.
Ati olutao luliao.
Now the battle is right there.
Waka waka wetu lukuruanisha Christ na kanisa.
The kingdom of the beast fight Christ and his church.
That's
why each church has its own things it's following right now. They no more follow the rightful Christ. Each one has their own Christ, the false Christs. We shall begin from there to explain the four beasts. Why do they appear the way they appear? And then we end up with the four beasts.
To reaching
to how it will show us what's moving on. That beast has ever gotten a wound. The fourth beast. The wound of the sword of the word of God. One of its head got a wound. Praise Jesus. But what they did. The first post that beast stole, kept it for some time. And that beast was known as the Roman Empire.
Or
the spirit of the devil which reigned within the Roman Empire.
And
they molded an image.
And
it's called the Roman Catholic Church. That image makes people worship the other beast. That which got a wound. As they were there, the wound had gotten healed and came back. And the Roman Empire came back to reign over the entire world. It passed through the Roman Catholic Church. Up now, the saints so far have been in salvation. They have finished them, they have joined them, they have become to a religion. That will hand over authority to the false prophet who sat on the throne. The chief false prophet. But all that, let's wait it the other day. Tomorrow shall be the journey of heaven. God bless you.